In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, it is just a little while from Great Lent. So we have the Sunday of Zacchaeus, and then four more Sundays, and then Great Lent begins. Everyone knows this story. Even people who do not believe in God know about this story, about how a little man climbed up into a sycamore tree, and the Lord saw him and told him to come down. And he had dinner at the man's house, and Zacchaeus promised that he would restore to everyone he had defrauded. And the Lord said that salvation has come to his house. But this story has many aspects other than just the big story. There's something very important here. I think the most important part. Jesus went into Jericho, and Zacchaeus had heard about him. He probably didn't go to synagogue very often. He was a Jew, as the Lord said, but not a good one, because he was a publican. That is, he collected taxes for Rome, so he was a proxy for Rome. And, of course, Rome was hated. And it was well known that tax collectors would not only collect what was needful for Rome, but they would get a little besides for their trouble. So they defrauded people constantly. And they were rich. And they were hated. Because they were part of the subjugating state. But Zacchaeus had heard of the Lord. Maybe he'd heard of his miracles. And he wanted to see him. He wanted to see him very badly. And it says, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. So he had many things acting against him in his ability to see Jesus. And this is the critical part. We can look at Jesus and not see him. There's many people that call themselves Christian, but don't see Jesus. There's many people that are Orthodox and don't see Jesus. So, this is very important. How it is that you see Jesus. Because the whole point of our life, by the way, is to see Jesus. To see, I mean, to become like so that we understand. Not just seeing with the eyes, not the physical eyes, or hearing with the physical ears, but to know with the soul. And the only way we can see Jesus in this way is to live like him, to become like him. So this is the seeing Jesus that we are called to do, and that so few do. So Zacchaeus had many things acting against him in his ability to see Jesus. First of all, he was a publican and he was rich. Therefore, he was crooked and corrupt. Now, when you're crooked and corrupt, there's many bad habits that you have. Parties and drinking and women and everything else. Things that are pleasant, but ephemeral, but they have a hold on you. So he had many bad habits. And so this is a very difficult thing to break. Also, there was the press, the crowd. And he was small, so he couldn't see because he was so short. So he had many things acting against him. And these things you may think of, the press and being little of stature, also in a metaphorical way. There's many things that also act against us in seeing Jesus. Being a publican, that is, having our own bad habits and our own sins, they act against us seeing Jesus. Because only the pure see the pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You may take that in another way. The impure in heart will not see God. So to the extent that we have impurity in our life, that is the extent to which we do not see Jesus. Also, there is the crowd in our life. That is, people and ourselves. Really, the greatest obstacle to seeing Jesus is ourselves. is our own habits, is our own inertia in our life, our own ignorance, our own bad priorities. Let's admit it. We're in church. Let's not lie before God. We have all of these things. Also, we're little. There's so little that we know. There's so little we know about holiness, about acting holy, about thinking in a holy way. We're so weak. We want to have a good habit. Let's say we want to establish where we pray every day. And we find that we are inconsistent in our prayers. Or we decide that it is good to read the Scriptures. It's necessary for salvation to read the Scriptures. And we realize that our Bible is dusty. So we begin to read. And we might do well for a day or a week or a month. And then there comes a time where it is forgotten for a week or a month or perhaps a year. It's very difficult because we're not strong. That is what being little of stature means if you make it talk about it in a spiritual sense. So, Zacchaeus had all these things acting against him. His bad habits, environmental things that would get in the way, and that he was so little. So what did he do? He ran ahead. He ran ahead where there was no crowd so that he could get into a good vantage point. He found a tree. And he climbed up in the tree. And then the Lord passed by. Now, normally when a person walks in a crowd of people, they're not looking up. They're looking across or down, to the left, to the right. Nobody looks up when they're walking. But the Lord, he knew Zacchaeus was there. He came to Zacchaeus, just like he did come to the man who was left on the side of the road in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Because in that parable it says, as he journeyed, he came to the man. Whereas the other two, the priest and the Levite, it says in the parable that it was just by coincidence that they happened upon the man. The Lord comes to each one of us by design, not by accident. And so he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and told him to come down. And then we know the rest. He had a meal and he was restored. And the Lord said that salvation had come to his house. And those things are very, very important. What Zacchaeus said and his zeal, those are all very important. But there's another thing that's very important too. I think even more important. It's also about seeing. And it reminds me of the parable of the prodigal son, which we'll also read very soon. And that is that when Zacchaeus was told to come down and make haste, nothing in the Scripture is by accident, by the way. Make haste because this is about our salvation, so it should be something important. That's why the Lord said, make haste. And he went to his house, and what does it say? And when they saw it, that is the crowd, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest of a man that is a sinner. Now this crowd also saw something, but they didn't see Jesus. He was right in their midst, and they didn't see him. You know the story about the woman who touches the Lord? Just touches the hem of his garment, and her blood flow was stopped. A whole crowd was buffeting him. The apostles told him that. Everybody's pushing you, and you say, who touched you? Many people touched him, but only one person touched him with understanding. Many people saw the Lord on this day in Jericho, but this one is singled out that saw him with understanding. And most of them did not see him with understanding. Instead, they judged a fellow servant and murmured against him. These people had more working against them to be able to see Jesus and Zacchaeus. Because I'll tell you, bad habits can be improved. You can stop drinking or smoking or being lazy or other things like that. But if you judge others, you cannot see God at all. And the God that you think you see is not God. It is your own vanity. So these people, they saw Jesus, but they didn't see Him. And a sinner, a great sinner, chief among the publicans, therefore a very great sinner, saw Jesus and understood who He was. And this is the take-home story for us, brothers and sisters. You cannot see God if you judge. It is not possible. You may have many great sins. God will forgive you of all of them, but not of judging. Not unless you cast that aside. Now, it is an unfortunate fact of humanity that we all, to some extent, judge. So we're talking in gradations and degrees here. If we judge without repentance, there is no chance for us. But if we judge and we are aware that we judge, and we struggle against the judgment, then God will help us. And how do you become aware that you are judging? By being aware of the kind of person you are. Zacchaeus was aware. He knew he was a bad man. He knew the terrible things he had done. There was a great weight in his soul over the things that he had done. And so he wanted to see Jesus. And probably he didn't even know exactly why he wanted to see Jesus. He just knew that there was something about this man that might help him. And maybe he could just change. Such an impossible idea. But maybe he could. And of course, it happened. But it happened because of what Zacchaeus did and the Lord did. If Zacchaeus had not run ahead and climbed up into the tree, he would not have been saved. Because the Lord would not have come to him. So we must have zeal and efforts. Now Lent is the time for increasing our zeal. We increase our fasting. Some of us might even start fasting or perhaps incrementally improve our fasting. But we in some way begin to fast. And we should be reading the scriptures. We should be attending the services with zeal. We should be struggling against our passions. We can't do this for every day of the year because of our weakness. So this tenth of the year, this tithe of the year is set apart so that we can struggle with zeal. And it is what we are doing is exactly what Zacchaeus did. We are running ahead to get into the tree so that the Lord will come to us. We are laboring so that the Lord will come to us. Of course the Lord will come to us, but if we are not ready for Him, we will not see Him. So this is why you must labor. To prepare yourself to be able to see the Lord. The rain falls on the evil and the good. We all know that. God is no respecter of persons. He loves everyone. The good and the evil. But the evil, and that includes people who think they are good, but are blind to their evil. The evil, when the rain comes, they don't absorb it. They don't feel it. They don't see it. And when the Lord comes to them, they don't see Him, even though He is in their midst. This is a great tragedy. The Scripture has many cases where people saw the Lord and did not see Him. I gave you a few. There were the people of the Gadarenes that saw a miracle in their midst, but they did not see the Lord. They were just afraid of Him and asked Him to leave, and He did. There are many other examples. We must work on ourselves so that we can see the Lord. Oh, He will show Himself to us. That's not dependent upon what we do. The Lord will show Himself to us because He wills that all men to be saved. So it's not anything we do that brings the Lord to show Himself to us. He shows Himself to everybody. But it is what we do. Coupled with God's grace in some way that we do not understand, that brings us to see Him as He is and understand Him as He is and become like He is. This is the point of our life. And Zacchaeus, his running ahead and climbing into the tree is our life in microcosm. Every day you should be doing this. Think of Zacchaeus as running away from his sins, as running away from people calling after him, saying, "Zacchaeus, here is another party. Here is some more frivolity. Here is another widow to defraud and take her funds, all in the name of Rome." He's running from those things, ahead to the tree, to climb and to wait for the Lord. You and I have to do that too. Because if we're honest with ourselves, there's a lot in us that we need to run away from. A lot of sin in us that we need to run from. And I don't mean to run from it and not think about it as the world does. I mean to run from it as if we are running from a lion who wants to devour us. And indeed he does. And to run to the tree, to climb into it, and to wait on the Lord. And the Lord will come every time. Every time we run away from our sins and struggle against them, the Lord will come to give us comfort. We won't always see Him. We won't always be in the condition that we'll be able to see Him. But He'll always be there. Every time. So let us be like Zacchaeus. Let us take his life as the way our life should be. We already have the badness. We already have that stuff that he did. But let us have that repentance. Let us have that zeal, that effort. Every day be like Zacchaeus. And run away from your sins. Run towards the Lord. And you will be able to see him then and understand him. And he will bring salvation to your house. You know, when the Lord said, "Today I abide in your house," he wasn't just speaking of where Zacchaeus lived. He was speaking of abiding in the heart. Because Zacchaeus had come to this point in his life where he was truly repentant and wanted to change. Now, as far as how well he was going to change, that's immaterial. Probably the next day he had desire for the things that he'd had before. Maybe he fell into some of the things that he'd done before. But he eventually found his way to purity and is numbered among the saints. But the Lord saw that desire. You must show the Lord that desire. He's not going to give it to you. You must have it. And if you have that desire, the Lord will see it. Whether or not you're competent and able to stop sinning or not is not the point. The point is, do you have the desire to stop? And do you have the desire to start doing the things that are right and good and holy? If you do, the Lord will come to you and say, "Today I abide in your house." May God help us to have this zeal. Amen.